Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Beyond the junkyard echoes roar, shattered dreams and bloodstains pour, grit and glory all from war.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Beyond the Junkyard podcast. It is Solo Saturday, and I am back. I am Junkyard James, and we have another action-packed episode for you this Saturday weekend. Are y'all prepared for two pay-per-views this afternoon? We got Triple A NXT WWE collab with Worlds Collide, and then tonight Money in the Bank. Should be an interesting Saturday for wrestling. No Collision tonight. Obviously, we had the 4-hour Fighter Fest extravaganza. But I got some things to talk about before the wrestling action starts tonight. And I need y'all to help out, build the channel, build the community. There are four things I need you to do. I need you to hit that like button. Let's get us to, let's set a goal of 5 likes on this episode as we are slowly building the community. I need you to leave a comment, especially during our first segment, which is the baddie of the week championship week 2. Leave a comment, let me know what you think about whatever this podcast is to you. Is it good? Is it bad? Recommend other people, give me topics you want me to talk about. Leave a comment, whatever. Just stop by and say hey. Share this video with your friends, your family, wrestling people that love pro wrestling and just want to have a little bit of fun and can join a community of likewise other fanatics of pro wrestling. And then I need you to hit that subscribe button, turn on that notification bell, and that way you can get alerted whenever we go live or post a video. As you know, we go live on Thursday nights, me and my co-host Cody Marinara, and we break down some in-ring stuff. And then this Saturday show, I like to focus a little bit on some of the out of the ring, some of the stuff that is being talked about in the IWC. So let's get into it. We got to first, though, thank one of our partners, and that is W Energy, which is a great energy alternative to some of the bigger household names. It's packed with clean, transparent ingredients, no sugar, no artificial junk. It's just pure crash-free focus. Whether you're a gamer, you need help getting through the day at work, or you're just grinding throughout whatever you're doing throughout the day, W Energy has got your back. They got some new flavors. They got the dub sauce. They got some s'mores flavor. They got a bunch of other products that, well, they're just overall better energy supplements for you. Use the code Beyond the Yard for 10% off your order at checkout at W.GG. Level up your energy game with Dubby Energy. All right, let's get going to the baddie of the week tournament. You all know the rules. I went over them last week, but let me remind you of the rules. The Discord server is where all of the submissions get sent. So if you haven't joined the Real Wrestling Community Discord server, check the link below and you can join that server and be a part of selecting who gets picked for this weekly segment going forward. I decide the rankings as I'm preparing for the show on Saturday morning. My ask is that the photos that are selected and posted are as current as possible. Just a fun note here. These are my rankings as I'm going through the selections. And use that comment box below. Comment your rankings. We got 11 participants this week. This was a tough battle, a tough thing for me to rank because they are all wonderful women, and they all could win and on a different week. I'll put it that way. If you want to be a part of this, join that Discord server and put in your selections for the baddie of the week tournament. Let's get going. Like I said, we got 11 contestants. So we're starting with last place, 11th place. And like I said, any of these women could have won on any given week, but they're all stacked together this week. 11th place goes to Tiffany Stratton. It is Tiffy time. And I'm going to be honest with you. Of all the blonde-haired wrestlers, the blonde women in pro wrestling, Tiffany Stratton is probably, to me, the least attractive. I think when you're battling Mariah May or whatever her new name is going to be, Liv Morgan, some of the others that they have, like Tiffany Stratton's kind of mid to me. If I'm being completely honest, not to say that she isn't a beautiful woman, but she's kind of mid when compared with some of the other women. With all the women that are in this showdown this week, to me, this photo was the least, I guess, appealing or attracting to me personally. Let me know, did I rank her too low in the comments below? Let's get to 10th. place. It's going to be Kathy Kelly. She posted this photo from Monday Night Raw, I believe. And look, like I said, all of these women could have won and just stacked up 1v1v1, 11 women in a box. She just draw the 10th place draw this week. Still a good photo. Even to be considered for this, you know, it's still a good moment. But hey, Kathy Kelly, 10th place. Let's move in to 9th, where we have Ty Mello, who makes her in-ring debut after what seemed like several years out of pro wrestling, out of AEW. She showed back up at Fyter Fest, all caked up on a Wednesday night to help her friend Anna Jay. I'm excited for Ty Mello to show back up in AEW. She looks great while doing it. She has the mom bod. She's rocking it with Sammy Guevara and their child. And it's looking fantastic. But 9th place compared with some of the other participants this week. I can't wait for her match next week. Taijay versus Megan Bain and Penelope Ford. Let's move into 8th place. Here it's Queen Amanata. She showed up at Fyter Fest to run off Tekla of all women, and I'm excited to see where this feud goes. And she is rocking it in eighth place this week on the in this competition. Queen Aminata is an underrated wrestler and, in my opinion, an underrated baddie. She doesn't get the recognition some of the other women do for her looks. She looks fantastic. And she was going viral, I think, on social media because she was saying she wanted tit pics, not dick pics, but tit pics on social media this week. She is eighth place on this week's episode. Maybe she can go up and down the bracket next week. Let's move into seventh. Seventh place this week is Kairi Sane. And there's one thing I need you to know about me is that I have a soft spot for Joshi wrestlers and like Mina Shirakawa, Kairi Sane, Io Sky. To me, they have a hidden beauty between in themselves, the Asian wrestlers. They just have a soft spot in my heart. She gets seventh place, the mystique of this photo. I don't even know what Kairi Sane is doing in WWE. I'm so far gone off of watching the product, but she is a wonderful woman that I wish one day can wrestle in AEW, if that's a possibility. I don't know if it is or not. Let's move into sixth place. Here we got Julia Hart. I mentioned earlier with Tiffany Stratton, like when you compare Tiffany Stratton with some of the other blonde women in wrestling, like I think Julia Hart blows Tiffany Stratton out of the water. Hot take, maybe. She sits sixth place though in this tournament. She the goth look is the perfect look for Julia Hart, and she sits sixth place. We move into the top half of the bracket. Now we're in fifth place, and it goes to Megan Bain, who this past week just turned 27, I believe, 27 years old, celebrating her birthday, and she gets fifth place for this photo. She wonderful photo. I can't wait for, like I said, Tajay versus Megan and Penelope Ford. It's going to be a really good match. And excited to watch it next week at Summer Blockbuster. Hey, Tony Khan.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Let's get us some more women on the show next week. But that tag match will be great as we're, I guess, exploring alternatives and how we can implement the women's tag division. I don't know. This is a good photo, though, for Megan Bain. Good enough for fifth place in the tournament. So let's take a pause here for a moment. That means Indy Hartwell's at least in the top four. Can she retain the real wrestling community baddies champion? Well, let's move into fourth place. Well, it's Mara Sade. Sade, I think is how she pronounces it. She, the woman formerly known as Jakara Jackson in NXT, is going by Mara Sade in her new wrestling world. She has an absolute wonderful look, wonderful appeal. When she released her video proclaiming like she's coming to the indie scene a week or so ago, I thought AEW, like she's not going to be a main play star, I would say, in AEW, but she could play a part in building a stable with Mercedes Moné and maybe like the Renegade Twins and building a really dominant heel women's faction. She has that look to me, and she gets fourth place. Speaking of Mercedes Moné, she gets third place this week, rocking the Beyonce look, looking like Beyonce in this photo, cowboy Mercedes. Hey, she won another belt in Austria this week, a couple days ago. She is now, I think, five belt Moné, looking to just collect all the women's gold around the world. When she said she wanted to build a global women's revolution, she wasn't joking. She's going anywhere and everywhere. And I think she has this like underrated appeal, like beauty appeal. I think she's a really good looking woman. I think people just hate her because, you know, how she left WWE. That's just my opinion. But she gets third place, which leaves two. That leaves one new opponent. And it leaves Indy Hartwell, who won the competition last week. Does she retain the RWC Baddie Championship, or does she lose in her first title defense? Well, let's move into second place. It's Indy Hartwell. She's going to lose the belt. And this was a tough decision for me, because I love Indy Hartwell. She is aesthetically everything that I like. And so, yeah. But Indy Hartwell, there was one other photo that I saw that I was like, yeah, I think this is the winner. I think this beats Indy Hartwell. And I'll show you that in a minute. But good running for Indy Hartwell. She now has to climb her way back into the tournament next week, but the winner and the woman that is the new Real Wrestling Community Baddie Champion is the OG Baddie. She has a song literally called Baddie, and she won this week, and that is Miss Layla Gray. Congratulations. Mwah. Muy bueno. Muy bien. What a wonderful photo by Layla Gray. She is the new Baddie Champion for this Real Wrestling Community. Hey guys, if you enjoy this segment, let me know how you feel about it. Let's move on into some other content here for you. But first, I want to tell you about our affiliate partner, WWE Shop. Listen, Mariah May is there now. You can get the new, who was it? I think Jey Uso, and some of them have some new merch. And you can unleash your inner superstar from WWE Shop. From the somewhat electrifying moments of WrestleMania to the hard-hitting battles of Monday Night Raw, WWE Shop has the gear to match your passion. Snag those authentic tees, hats, and championship belts and bring that WWE universe right to that wardrobe. Visit WWE Shop today by clicking the link in the description. Snag that WWE merch and cheer on your favorite superstars. Every fan deserves to feel like a champion, and you can feel that way with WWE Shop. Let's talk about some of the most viral topics on social media within the IWC this week. Number one, we saw Mariah May, and we talked about this a little bit Thursday on the live stream. Mariah May is in AEW, or is no longer in AEW. She's in NXT. And what does Tony Khan do? Immediately, he signs not only a replacement in Tekla, but another dominant female in Alex Windsor. Will Ospreay's girl is All Elite. She announced that she's leaving the indie scene in Europe to go to America to become All Elite. And let me tell you something, brother. I love it. Alex Windsor is such a good wrestler. Watch her stuff with at Rev Pro. oh, I can't remember now off the top of my head what the stable she is works with in Rev Pro. But come on now, everybody. Alex Windsor, if you haven't watched an Alex Windsor match, you go ahead and watch the Alex, all of Alex Windsor's matches, as many as you can, because she is freaking phenomenal. She is a very good wrestler, a very good women's wrestler, and I can't wait to see her working with AEW full time going forward. And the internet was going ablaze, at least in the independent and the IWC, for Alex Windsor. And she is All Elite, everybody. And let me tell you something, I'm excited for it. Mercedes Moné, as I mentioned earlier, went to Austria to win another title. And it seems like, and everybody likes to put that, like, she doesn't want to lose to people. But what would it hurt her in her career if she went to an Austrian promotion and then put over somebody in Austria? Like, it wouldn't hurt her, because it's not like, like, they wouldn't have made it mainstream news if she lost a title defense or whatever in Austria for some promotion that most people, even some of the hardcore IWC guys and gals, won't even know what's going on. Like, Austria is not, like, even probably in the top half of most popular places for pro wrestling. She could have lost, like, but these promotions want Mercedes Moné to hold their titles, because she brings viewership to brands that she is associated with. I think people need to realize now, Mercedes Moné is one of the greatest women's wrestlers of all time, not only for her in-ring work, but from her broad appeal to the wrestling business. And I think WWE, if there was one person that they fumbled the most, it's fucking Mercedes Moné, because they should have given her everything she asked for prior to her departure from WWE. Mercedes Moné, I'm sorry, I will stand on this and I will die on this. Mercedes Moné is the best of the four horsewomen. And this, I'm going to, on the spot, spitball, I'm going to rank the top four. First is Sasha Banks, a.k.a. Mercedes Moné. Second would be Bayley. Third is Becky. And then the fourth is Charlotte Flair. I'm going to just tell you, like, if nepotism was in the dictionary and you looked it up, it's Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair is just nepotism. She gets everything handed to her just because of her pedigree. And I don't think that makes her that great. Like, she's going to have all the accolades, but, like, to me, she's never been one of my favorites. Except for her NXT run was great, but they moved her up to the main roster. And then just every year now it's, oh, at WrestleMania, she's going to get a title shot, or she's going to win the belt. And so it's wash, rinse, repeat. So, yeah, I love Mercedes Moné. I think she is the best, just because she has that passion for the wrestling business. She's not in it because, like, she had to work her way into the world and work her way up. And not to say that Charlotte didn't, because everybody's going to hear that and say, oh, he thinks Charlotte was just handed everything. No, I know she had to work to get her way through the company, but she had a leg to stand on because her daddy is Ric Flair. But anyways, Tony Khan goes right ahead, loses Mariah May, which is a big loss, but comes out and gets two really good replacements for Mariah May. The women's division is not dead because Mariah May is gone. I want people to understand it was bruised, but it's not battered and beaten and destroyed. The women's division is still good. There's Toni Storm, Mercedes Moné, Megan Bain. Now we got Tekla. Now Alex Windsor's on her way over. Athena plays a part somewhere in this. AEW's women's division is fine. Tony Khan just has to utilize it in a better way. he's fallen off. And so, and even like your mid card, like the people I didn't mention, like Hikaru Shida, once she gets her visa situation figured out, she'll be coming back over here. You have Willow Nightingale, Chris Statlander, Anna Jay, Ty Mello, like Penelope Ford. Like you have so many women on your roster. The women's division is not beaten because Mariah May is gone. Like I hate to say that because I love Mariah May and I think she is super talented, but people need to realize Tony Khan just brought in two really fucking good wrestlers. Tony Khan brought in two of the biggest free agents, and the women's wrestling sphere, stratosphere. So we're cooking. He's still cooking. He's got to cook a little bit better in the women's division in terms of booking, but he has the roster. It's not like the roster's destroyed. It's not like Rhea Ripley left WWE, like that would destroy WWE's women's roster. There's no one that can put out the output that Rhea Ripley puts in or Liv Morgan puts in to WWE, which is why they're going to keep them there for as long as possible. Like Mariah May is great, but AEW is so deep with talent that you can just get one or two other women and plug that gap. And so that's the case. I'm not worried about Mariah May's spot. I hope she has a good NXT run, a good WWE career, but I'm done talking about it after this. We got her replacements. We got Windsor. We got Tekla. And I'm sure Tony Khan is probably going to bring in a couple more people, probably like Elena Black, a.k.a. Cora Jade, maybe a Priscilla Kelly, a.k.a. Gigi Dolin, and maybe even like Dakota Kai may come to AEW. So the women's division is fine. I'm excited to see where it goes. They just got to book it better on screen. But don't fret. The women's division is fine in AEW. I want to spend the last part of this show talking about one particular topic. It's the name of this episode. But first, let's talk about our partners over at StubHub. You know that feeling when you snag perfect seats to that wrestling event, that sporting event, that concert you've been dying to see. That is what StubHub is all about. Whether it's courtside seats for the NBA playoffs, what about Halliburton? Or maybe it's ringside seats for AEW All In Texas. Front row seats to your favorite band, or maybe just a spontaneous night out. StubHub has got you covered. It's super easy. You just browse events, you pick your tickets, and boom, you are in. No sketchy resellers, no stress, just secure, authentic tickets. Plus, with their Fan Protect guarantee, you know they've got your back covered if plans change. Head to the link in the description right now. Check out what's happening near you. Snag those last-minute deals that are calling your name. StubHub, real tickets, real moments, real simple. Now go and make some memories. Thank you to all of our affiliate partners, and especially StubHub. And it's funny because we're going to talk about AEW All In. We are just about a month out from AEW All In, July 12th. So next Thursday will put us exactly 1 month away from AEW All In. And looking at the current storylines and things and where things can progress, I thought it would be fun just 30 days out, or roughly 30 days out, 38 days out, 35 days out. I'm not good at math, but roughly a month out from AEW All In, I thought it would be fun to give my prediction, my fantasy booking of the show AEW All In Texas, live from Globe Life Arena. Let me pull up the graphic that it's not a professional graphic. I made this graphic. You can judge me. You can leave a comment about how piss poor this graphic is, but this took fucking forever to create. But I'm doing this kind of stuff for your viewing pleasure. If you're listening to the audio, I recommend the Saturday show you watch the YouTube video, because it's a super visual show. But let's pull up my AEW All In Texas Fantasy booking card. We can start at the top there, where Max Caster gives another 5-minute open challenge. Who can last 5 with the best wrestler alive? And what would be fun with this this match with Max Caster's 5-minute open challenge is you could put it on the main card, and it could be on the buy-in, but you can debut a new wrestler. Like, that's how they debuted the return of Bowens at the last pay-per-view. But you could debut a returning like Wardlow, or you could debut a new wrestler. You could put Hammerstone in there. Like, there's so much you could do with that 5-minute challenge, and you can really, you know, leave an impression. And Max Caster is going to sell the hell out of it and do good promo work leading up to that open challenge. I think that has to be somewhere on the card. Max Caster is one of the most over guys in AEW right now. Like, he's gotten the fans invested in chanting, "Let's go, Max. You're the best wrestler alive." And it would just be fun to see him on the card. I think, obviously, this Wednesday at Summer Blockbuster, we get Will Ospreay versus Swerve Strickland 2. And they're going to give that match away for free. But I think it ends in some form of shenanigans on Wednesday, which leads to Ospreay versus Swerve fighting at All In Texas, 1v1. Dare we say, for a number one contender spot for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship at Forbidden Door. Maybe that's the stipulation. I think that's a fun match, and so that's there. You see, next to that match, we have the Hurt Syndicate Tag Team Championship Open Challenge. There's really, like, they haven't done a good job building a feud for the Hurt Syndicate. It seems right now the Hurt Syndicate stuff is more built around the workings of the, like, the inner circle of the Hurt Syndicate. So, like, is Bobby Lashley going to turn on MJF? Is MJF going to turn on Bobby Lashley? They haven't built a feud for the tag belts, but the tag belts are going to be on the line, you would think. I mean, so this could be like FTR. Like, FTR could get this match against the Hurt Syndicate, but it's so hard to transfer FTR into this Hurt Syndicate feud because they're both heels. And so you can't just, so this would be a good way to put a heel tag team against the heel tag team and still put a good match. You have some form of open challenge, or you could have MJF turn his back on the Hurt Syndicate and Alex Hammerstone and MJF debut as a tag team battle for the tag titles there. Or you can bring, you know, the Gates of Agony would be like my choice to fight the Hurt Syndicate, but to have it as an open challenge where it's not an official opponent selected for the Hurt Syndicate can allow you opportunity to kind of tell this story that they're telling, where it's like the strife between Bobby Lashley and MJF isn't 100% settled. Like, there's still some disdain there, without having like the crappy build that we had at the last pay-per-view where Dustin and Sammy got a tag opportunity and it was some weird ass fucking 1-week feud that they had and it didn't make sense. You can open up an open challenge and have just one of your better tag teams. It could be the Outrunners or Los Outrunners if they want to do it that way. But you have this open challenge. You can get a pop. You can debut a new tag team if you want. You can have like Bullet Club War Dogs come in, or you can have the Mighty Don't Kneel. And this could also set up a way for the Hurt Syndicate to build a tag team feud in Forbidden Door as well, by having like a New Japan tag team come in at the end or whatever and accept the open challenge. Just something, because there's no feud here right now for the Hurt Syndicate. There's no opponent that they're chasing. And they did the promo saying they want the best. To get the best, let's open it up. Do an open challenge for any tag team across the world and see what happens. Maybe you get a CMLL tag team. Maybe you get a New Japan tag team. Maybe you get some indie tag team. And we can lead it there. I think Thunder Rosa is going to get a match on this card at All In. I didn't watch. I made this when before ROH aired on Watch ROH, and so I didn't see the episode. I may redo this later. I currently have it standing as Thunder Rosa just fighting Persephone, just simply because I think they're tag teaming at Arena Mexico for CMLL at a future event, and you could build that feud there. But Persephone is a really good, talented women's wrestler that I hope becomes contracted by AEW at some point. But even if she doesn't, if she works in AEW as a CMLL wrestler, then I'm totally fine with that as well. I think to have her in this show, in this area, in Texas, against Thunder Rosa, which is like the biggest name in Texas women's wrestling right now. And so I have Thunder Rosa versus Persephone, though it seems like, and maybe they could still have Thunder Rosa fight Persephone at All In, it seems though like Thunder Rosa is battling Athena for the ROH Women's Championship. That could happen at the ROH pay-per-view the night before, as it I can't remember what, because they swapped the pay-per-views up. Is it I can't remember which paper Dishonor. I can't remember which pay-per-view it is off the top of my head right now. Anyways, let's move on. Continuing with the ROH stuff, the ROH Pure Champion is Nick Wayne, and he is back in the States now. He seems to be having some intermingling with his father, Christian Cage. Why don't we do a Christian Cage versus Nick Wayne for the ROH Pure Championship at All In? I think just because of the magnitude of Christian Cage, this would be on the All In card and not on the ROH card. I think the ROH pay-per-view might be a build-up for like Athena for the Women's Pure Championship, maybe for their tag team championships. Like obviously the Sons of Texas will be probably defending their belts. The ROH Trios belt should be up for grab. But I think you can put the ROH Pure Championship between Nick Wayne and Christian Cage at All In and not on the ROH pay-per-view. So that becomes that match there. So you have the tag belts. You have the ROH Pure belts. How about we have the TNT title being defended? Ricochet wants gold. He says he's going to build a crew. So I could see this being a feud between the Paragon and then Ricochet's crew that he is going to build. And it'd be Ricochet versus Adam Cole, baby, for the TNT title at All In Texas. And then we have the Women's Casino Gauntlet match for a TBS title opportunity in the future. Mercedes Moné obviously has already been confirmed for the main event, and it's just the AEW Women's Championship on the line. I don't think the TBS title will be on the line on this weekend, but you could have the Casino Gauntlet match. You can bring someone from CMLL, you can bring someone from Rev Pro, you can bring someone from New Japan Pro Wrestling to win this Casino Gauntlet match, and now you have a TBS title shot at Forbidden Door, because my belief is Toni Storm is going to beat Mercedes Moné, and we're going to have a period of time where Mercedes Moné, I think, will be focused on the international scene. I think she still has the Rev Pro belt. She lost her New Japan Strong belt, but she still has the Rev Pro title. She has that other title from Austria. She has the TBS belt. I think she's going to start losing some of these belts. And maybe, you know, the year of Mercedes Moné, the year that she had has been great. And maybe it's time for her to start losing belts. And she's won a lot. She's won every match in AEW. I think she loses this match. We'll talk. So we'll go ahead and talk about that there. But we can get that TBS title opportunity for somebody to have an opportunity to win the TBS belt at Forbidden Door. And it could be someone like Mina Shirakawa if they want to put her in there. Megan Bain, that could jumpstart her. Britt Baker could show back up. There's so many women that you know, they can really use to let them have an opportunity in a women's casino gauntlet match. This, I would think this is the way that they bring in like Elena Black or Priscilla Kelly or Dakota Kai or all three of them in this gauntlet atmosphere, which takes us through the three matches that are already confirmed. So Kenny Omega and a Kazuchika Okada fighting for winner takes all, the international belt, the continental belt, winner takes all. We have Moxley versus Hangman for the AEW Men's World Championship and Mercedes Moné versus Toni Storm for the AEW Women's World Championship, which begs me to ask, where's the Don Callis family? Like, I made this and I'm looking at it and I'm like, there's not a whole lot of Don Callis family on there. So like Josh Alexander is not on the card. Kyle Fletcher is not on this card. So I'm begging to think the buy-in would have some other matches. There's so many feuds going on and there's only a limited amount of space. Like the matches that I have here, I think I put like 9 or 10 matches on this card. Like that's going to be your main card is 9 or 10 matches. And so there's not a whole lot of space to fill unless they're going to make it a 5-hour show. And then, which at that point you can probably add another match or two, but this is my fantasy booking. I know I missed a lot of people like Mike Bailey's not on here. The Jet, Kevin Knight's not on there. Like all of the Don Callis family's not on there. Mark Briscoe's not on here. Like I think this could be an opportunity for AEW to put some really good matches, like they usually always do, on the buy-in that I haven't put on this. Like this is just what I would say the main card would be. And obviously they could move Max Caster stuff to the buy-in. Could put in another match. There's so many feuds right now that aren't really cemented. So maybe I come back in 2 weeks and update this. Like, hey, this is, you know, 2 weeks ago I had this. I don't think this match is going to take place. I might do that in a couple of weeks. But this would be my predicted AEW All in Texas card live from Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, Saturday, July 12th, going head-to-head with NXT Great American Bash, going up against Saturday night's main event. They brought in Evolution the night after. Oh, and they're going to Texas and the week after All In. They're going to do a WWE house show called Super Show, which so far is a house show, but it's probably going to be televised on Peacock somehow. They're just trying everything and everything to take down AEW, aren't they? And that means oversaturating your product. You're going to have four four non-regular scheduled programs in a week, in a week's time, four of them. NXT pay-per-view, a Saturday night's main event, an all-women's WWE pay-per-view, and then another house show that's going to try and fill up a pretty big arena in Garland or Corpus Christi. So do what you want. Four shows in a week outside of Raw and SmackDown and NXT. So what that really is saying is, so let's just say within that like 2 week period of time, you'll do Raw, NXT, SmackDown, Great American Bash, Saturday night's main event, Evolution, Raw, NXT, SmackDown, Super Show. That's like 10 shows in a 14-day period. That is a lot of wrestling to ask your fans to watch. Like, AEW gives you a lot of wrestling, but like this week, they gave you 4 hours on Wednesday, but they're not giving you another 2 hours on a Saturday. Like, there's no wrestling on this tonight. Man, 10 shows in a 14-day span. That's how you burn somebody out of watching your product. But anyways, tune in to whatever you want to watch. I don't care if you watch WWE. If you want to watch it, go ahead. Be more, and the more the merrier. What I do want to say is join the Discord. Link in the description. Or you can go to junkyardmediagroup.com. Click the link there. You can find all of the Junkyard Media Group affiliated stuff at junkyardmediagroup.com. Go to beyondthejunkyard.com. Grab some Beyond the Junkyard merchandise. We're planning on updating the website, planning on updating the merch site here ASAP. So stay tuned for that. Join the Discord, like, comment, share, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We go live every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern time. I record a solo show every Saturday, talking about the biggest rumblings in the IWC, and trying to make this kind of the RWC's community show. So let me know what you think. Leave a comment, like, hit that thumbs up. Remember, we're trying to go somewhere between 3 to 5 likes on this video. Hit that share button. Share it with all your wrestling friends. Hit that subscribe button and press the notification bell. I'm Junkyard James. Hope you all have a great rest of your weekend. And I will see you on Thursday with the live stream. And as my co-host on the live stream always says, stay saucy. We'll see you on Thursday. Beyond.